Hello, Bullsite. This is Jake Ensign checking in from Dead Man Bay. Woke up this morning and we were listening to the Marine Weather Channel, and they were telling us that for the two areas that most apply to where we're hunting, Area 132 and 138, when we listened to the weather, we were looking at gale force winds in excess of 50 miles an hour with 22-foot seas. So you can imagine what the weather would be like down here. Actually, we're in a part of the bay that's a little bit sheltered from some of the wind, though it's almost not coming from the southwest. And while the day was on and off, sleet and hail and snow and rain and everything, it wasn't as bad as we thought it might be. We actually got out and glassed for an hour or two and saw some mountain goats on the mountain behind us, up behind camp, up not too far from one of the main lookout points called Freeze Out Knob. But tomorrow, it looks like the storm is starting to decrease in intensity. I don't know for sure how much of an opportunity we're going to have to really get out and hunt tomorrow, but I do think that the bad weather might be starting to lose some of its strength. And if we don't get out tomorrow, I'm confident that we will in the next day or two. I'm still practicing shooting quite a bit with my bow, and for the second time in 3 days, we've got another person in camp with a bad tooth. It looks like Tom Kirsten might have split a tooth eating dinner tonight. I think maybe he had a small piece of bone or something and may have cracked one of his teeth in half. So as it stands right now, still not too much to report. Hopefully the weather will start to break for the better tomorrow, and if it does, maybe we can get out and start glassing really hard and find a bear or two. That's it for now. I'll check in tomorrow night.